Hello and welcome to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Nick Lester to look ahead to the semi-finals of the men's in the US Open and, of course, the final of the women's. It's been a superb tournament so far on both sides. We've had shocks, we've had drama, and hopefully they'll continue. How are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm very well, Alex. Thanks, very well.
Good. As I said, there's been a fair bit of drama. We'll start on the men's side. Roger Federer takes on Marin Cilic in the semi. Novak Djokovic comes up against Kai Nishikori. We'll start with Djokovic and Nishikori. We'll get to the prices in just a minute. But Djokovic, of course, beat Andy Murray. Nishikori beat Wawrinka. Nishikori's now had two mammoth games, hasn't he? He's got quite a... Going to have to go some to beat Djokovic here, but we'll just touch on his game against Wawrinka, where both players played so well, didn't they?
Yeah, and I'm delighted for Nishikori because he's obviously had a tough year with injuries in many ways. He's played the best tennis of his life, I think. Certainly in the spring, he was playing the best tennis of his life before he got injured again. It's been a reoccurring theme for him. And then coming into this event, you know, I watched his first round match, actually, against Desnik, and he was super aggressive from the start. He just came off and had an operation on his foot about 3 weeks ago. A lot of people were sort of wondering whether he was going to be able to play here. But I think he's tried to keep the points as short as possible, certainly in the early stages of the early rounds, because he knew that really perhaps the injury was a concern. It's almost forced him to be slightly more aggressive. And, you know, we've seen the very best from him, as we have done this year. I mean, he's certainly an improved model. As I say, you know, you feel like you're repeating yourself, but the only worry for him is whether he can just maintain his fitness levels, because if he can, you know, top 10 player in the world once again now after this event, I think he's, you know, he could well be there to stay.
Mm. Okay, well, we'll run through the prices here. We've got Djokovic at 1-9, Nishikori at 11-2. Of course, Djokovic beats Andy Murray in the quarters. Murray put up a bit of resistance, but Djokovic got the job done eventually. 1-9 is short, but it is quite hard to see past him here, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem a lot of value in that. I would certainly agree with you. I think probably if you're looking at markets, I just had a look, I think probably the set betting is where you want to go. I would expect Nishikori to be able to nick a set here. I mean, you know, if you break down the numbers of the tournament so far, both these guys are level. They've won, in terms of baseline points, both have won just under 60% of points from the back of the court. So they're equal best. So it's not as if Nishikori is going to be outplayed or anything from the back of the court. I think he can certainly live with Djokovic in that department. The serve is the biggest concern for me, because Djokovic's returning numbers again this week have been phenomenal. I mean, if you look at him, I think he's breaking, you know, his return of serve has been outstanding. I think 37%, in fact, it is his winning returning points on the first serve and 61 on the second. He's broken, in fact, broken serve 32 times, Djokovic, in 70 return games, which is ridiculous, to be honest. It's almost 50%. And Nishikori's Achilles heel is the serve. You know, the first serve is improved, but the second serve is an issue. And I think that is the only concern. I do think from the back of the court, there aren't many guys that can hurt Djokovic. But the way Nishikori's playing right now from the baseline, if he's healthy, he can certainly live, I think, with Djokovic in that department. But it's just the returns that I think are going to be very important. So therefore, I think for my money, I wouldn't be looking at the outright here. I'd probably be looking at a bit of value perhaps in the set betting. I would expect Nishikori, if he's healthy, to get a set. I really would. And I think, you know, you look at something like a 3-1 for Djokovic, perhaps. That would be certainly where I'd be laying my money. I don't think Nishikori is going to be outplayed from the baseline. I really don't. Not the way he's been playing this week, how aggressive he's been with his backhand. You know, not many guys can outplay Wawrinka in that department, and he did that. But I just feel over the course, over the distance, with the serve, where there is a gap in, I think, class, I think. I think Djokovic will win out. But I think, as I say, the set betting will be where I'm looking to place my money.
Okay, so Djokovic to win 3-1, available at 11-4. Or you could just back Djokovic to win the match and both players to win a set at 7-4. So that also gives you 3-2 if Nishikori does put up a real fight. So
exactly, yeah.
Okay, but hard to see past Djokovic fundamentally in that one. Next up, we've got Marin Cilic against Roger Federer. That one coming up on Saturday evening. Cilic 13-5, Federer 2-7. Of course, Federer had a real scare, didn't he, against Gael Monfils. Cilic, on the other hand, reasonably comfortable against a below-par Thomas Berdych. But Federer does have an unblemished record so far against Cilic, 5-0 on the head-to-heads.
Yeah, and not just against Cilic, but against big servers. You know, that is the issue here. That if you're looking at placing some money down, that's where my concern lies. Federer has dominated the big servers over the years. You know, he's talking about Anderson, he's talking about Isner, Raonic. Those sorts of guys. Roddick's another prime example of someone who he really was able to find a way to get the first serve back into play, using the chip return a lot, keeping the ball low, and making it awkward for the big servers. You know, Cilic has won a remarkable stat. Cilic has 40% of his serves have not come back in play. I mean, that's remarkable, really. That's how well he's serving and how much he's improved that department of his game. Obviously, Goran Ivanišević has had a big role in that. They've changed a few things technically. And tactically, I think his mindset, he's definitely a lot tougher than he was. But I just don't see him being able to hurt Federer. I really don't. I think Federer will be able to get enough returns into play to just force Cilic into awkward parts of the court, that low return he uses. And then I think offensively, he's going to be asking Cilic some pretty serious questions. You know, we've seen Federer come in a lot over the last 2 weeks. You know, again, 60 times he came in against Monfils, 50, I think, in the previous round. Wouldn't surprise if we saw a bit more of that. You know, he's going to ask Cilic some pretty serious questions. Thomas Berdych, I thought, was very poor. Very disappointing year, I think, Thomas has had overall. And I think Cilic was a better player, and I think he capitalised. But this is a different kettle of fish now. I think Federer's had his rough match, had his tough match. Now he's got through that, and I don't see Cilic being able to hurt him. I really don't. I think I just think Federer's going to put too many returns into play. And I think Cilic still defensively is a little weak. I still think when you can force him into wide positions and awkward parts of the court, I don't think he's as strong as the top guys defensively. So I think Federer should be able to dominate this, and I would be surprised if Federer lost the set.
Okay, so Federer 2-7 certainly seems fair if you're putting some kind of double or treble together. Federer to win by 3-0 is 11-8, so odds against on that doesn't seem too bad, really, doesn't it, Nick?
No, especially the way he's serving. Obviously, he's holding serve fairly regularly. And it's an entirely different kettle of fish, the match up here, than it is to Monfils, who, you know, arguably is one of the best movers in the game, who does defend well, who does ask Federer a lot of questions. I think Cilic is not going to, you know, Cilic is going to have to serve off his face today. You know, he's going to have to serve the best one he's ever served and get a lot of free points off the serve. But even if he does that, I still don't think his return is good enough to be able to hurt Federer. You know, this could be the sort of match you're looking at where it's one break a set. You know, something like a 4-4 and a 4, perhaps. That's the way Federer has gone against the big servers. Look at the way he played Raonic at Wimbledon. Played Raonic a couple of weeks ago, a very similar story. You know, he's able to really find a way to get under the skin of these guys, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was the same story.
Okay, so all set for a Federer-Djokovic final, it would appear. Okay, we'll move on to the women's then. That one coming up on Sunday. Serena Williams against Caroline Wozniacki. 1-5 for Serena Williams. Wozniacki in at 7-2. She's had a fantastic tournament as Caroline Wozniacki. Serena Williams has done exactly what we expected. At 1-5, she is reasonably short here, but she's just dominated the women's game for so long now. Do you expect her to continue that and add another US title to her belt?
Yeah, I mean, the way she played the semi-final against Ekaterina Makarova was her best match of the tournament, which is a little scary going into a final when a player is peaking, you know, and feeling as though they are coming into form at just the right time. And that is how it certainly feels. I mean, you know, you've got to look back at their previous matches. They played twice in the last few weeks. They played in Canada and they played in Cincinnati. And on both occasions, Wozniacki was able to get a set. That's the positive for Wozniacki. I just feel, you know, Wozniacki is going to have to try and find a way to outmaneuver Serena Williams. And the biggest question is, with Serena pressing the way she is at the moment with the serve and her dominating off the ground, you know, so early, she's not going to let Wozniacki settle. If she executes well here, Serena Williams, this will be straight sets. I'm convinced of it. It's just about whether Wozniacki can, A, deal with the occasion, which I think she should be able to do so. And as I say, B, be able to use her serve. The serve is the biggest area of improvement for Wozniacki, really, for me, in the last 6 months. She's definitely changed it. She's getting a more leverage into the court. She's getting more zip behind the serve. But from there, you know, you look at the baseline points won, and even over the course of the tournament, Serena's won more baseline points than any other player. So therefore, if that's the matchup, if you're saying, well, Wozniacki's going to be able to, from the back of the court, she wants to get in some rallies, well, I'm not sure she does, because Serena's, you know, so far in this tournament has shown no signs of any weakness in that department. So I have to say, it's quite tough to make a case for Caroline Wozniacki right now. Despite the fact that she has played a tight in the last couple of matches, I do think Serena's gone up a level. You know, it's looked as though since Wimbledon, this is a very different and focused Serena Williams. I feel that the last sort of 7 months, it feels as though it's been put behind her. She is a very, very close friend of Wozniacki. That's one thing that could come into play. They're very close, but I don't think, you know, for me, it's going to be an issue. I think Serena's going to win in two. two maybe fairly closest sets, because Wozniacki is tough. She's a great competitor. She will scramble. She will hustle. But I don't think over the course of the match, Serena's been here and done it 100 times before. I think Serena's, you know, going to have too much. I just think, you know, she's going to be able to overpower her, which she's done in so many times over the past.
Okay, so Serena Williams in straight sets, 4-7. Another price that seems fairly reasonable when you think what she has been in previous matches.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. That is reasonable. I think that would be certainly where my money's going. I just think the way she played against Makarova was a real kind of just a little sort of marker, if you like, to say, yeah, this is what I'm doing. You're going to have to come out and play the tennis of your life to beat me on the biggest occasion, one of the biggest occasions in her life. And I don't think Wozniacki has the tools in her armour, even if she plays well. With Serena in this sort of mood and the way how sharp she looks, it feels as though she wants to end the year on a real high after what has been a disappointing season in the majors. That shouldn't be forgotten. You know, I think that grates at her. I do think that eats at her, and she wants this one badly.
Okay, fair enough. So Serena to win the women's. As for the men's, we think Djokovic and Federer will meet in the final. We'll catch up with you on Monday to look ahead to the final. But in the meantime, thanks very much, Nick, and enjoy all the action on Saturday.
Perfect.
And on Sunday.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.